Hello, and welcome back to Permission Slip, the podcast. My name is Michelle Akaris, and I am so glad you are here. I am the founder of Gather the Women, and I am here to give you permission because maybe you've been waiting for it, but for sure, the world has been waiting for you. So on this episode, I want to chat with you about a shift in my thinking that liberated me just enough and gave me permission to step more fully into the badass woman that I am. And I'm sharing this story today in the hopes that it will shift you just enough to fan those flames inside of you. Because the truth is, that woman that you sense is inside of you, she is in there and so much more. It's just waiting for you to get out of your own way and just take the next step and the step after that. A small shift is all we need to get this going. Think of it this way. If you set a ball in motion and it travels uninterrupted in the same direction, then you set another ball in motion that's just one angle different than the first ball. That second ball is going to end up in a completely different place than the first one. Just 1 degree shift. That's all it takes to get a new outcome. Sometimes change seems scary because we think we have to make some major life-altering changes, but that's not the case. It can be a tiny shift in how you look at something that can make all the difference. So let me take you back. It was some years now, maybe like five? I don't know. My therapist and I were talking about my relationship with my kids, and my therapist said to me, "Michelle, your children are waiting for you." Now, I not only knew exactly what he meant, but I also knew that he was 100% right. Let me explain. So, as women and as mothers, we are inundated with messages from girlhood about what it takes to be good at what we do. And much of that checklist involves sacrificing some part of ourselves for the benefit of others. Now, my children, they know me. They see and experience the core of me because they experience me through unconditional love, the unconditional love I have for them. So they know when I'm not showing up authentically or fully in my life. They see me fully, like the core of who I am, because I'm their mom. They aren't privy to all the workings of my inner and outer world, but they know me at a deeper level than that, one that goes beyond words. So that meant that they could see or sense that I wasn't living the life I was designed to live. And that was impacting our relationship. Now, when my therapist said that, it blew me right open. The magnitude of that was mind-blowing. They were waiting for me to stop hiding and start living my truth, to start standing in my power and pursuing my dreams and desires, because back then I had not given myself permission to be me. And I wasn't doing my inner work to overcome the barriers that were there in my inner world, the beliefs, the limiting beliefs that were keeping me from stepping out and stepping up. In other words, I wasn't taking responsibility for my life. And as a result, I was living the same day, month after month, year after year. I want to pause just to let that sink in for a second, because like I was living like I had all the time in the world to create my life. Like tomorrow is guaranteed and I can get a redo if I fuck this one up. Like it's just at this moment, it blows my mind to think that I was living that way, just taking my life for granted. And by doing that, by being a mother who diminished her dreams and her desires, I was also diminishing my worth. And even more important than that, what's more important than that? But even more important than that, while my words were sending the message to my children that the key to being joyful and successful in their lives was to listen to their inner GPS and go after their dreams and believe in themselves, while I was saying that, my actions were saying all of that was a lie, which meant I was impacting their sense of safety and security, because I was out of integrity and they could sense that. So how do you trust a person when their words and their actions do not align? And here's the kicker. I was using my family as a scapegoat for why I wasn't stepping out and stepping up. I was hiding behind the illusion, or a better word would be trap. I was hiding behind the trap that good mothering equals self-sacrifice. I couldn't be self-centered and go after my dreams. I couldn't ask my family to make sacrifices for me. Now, let me pause for a second, because I don't want you to just hear these words. I want you to feel them in your body. Pause the podcast if you want. Put your left hand over your heart and your right hand over your solar plexus, which is right above your belly button. And just take a few breaths here. Focus your attention on your heart space. I want you to feel the impact of good mothering equals self-sacrifice. I couldn't be self-centered and go after my dreams. I couldn't ask my family to make sacrifices for me. The reality was I was harming my family by not going after my dreams. I wasn't modeling the life I wanted for my children. In no world would I have wanted the life I was living for my kids. I was suppressing the expression of my desires, and that suppression was leading to depression. Suppression of expression leads to depression. I was suppressing the expression of my dreams and desires, and that was leaving me feeling worn down and depressed. I was not taking responsibility for filling my own well and centering my desires, centering myself, so that I could show up to my relationships with my well overflowing. Instead, I was coming to these relationships depleted and putting the burden on others to fill my well. I was dimming my own light, and my kids could see it, and they hated it. They were waiting for me to show up and step into my power, to model for them how to be guided by my intuition and inner wisdom. I needed to show them how to take action based on their inner knowing, even when it felt scary. I needed them to see what self-love looks like in action, in real life, not just with my words, but in my actions, in my behavior. I needed them to see what it looked like to have a dream and to believe in yourself, to stick with it when it gets hard and to keep going. I needed them to see me fail and learn and pivot. I needed them to see me succeed too. And thanks to this shift that I had these many years ago, they are experiencing all of that and more. Now, when I say to them how important it is for them to listen inward to the urgings of their heart and to follow joy and bliss as they seek purpose and direction, I'm saying it as I do the very same things myself. And now my words are exponentially more powerful and impactful. And I swear I can see my children looking at me differently now. They see me living in alignment, showing up as the woman they know me to be, and that reinforces their sense of security. Because again, I'm in alignment, which in return makes them feel safe and it empowers them to do the same. They know they can trust me now. And that is so important and impactful. Actions are powerful and they speak with an intensity that words alone can't match. And there's another piece to this. By not centering my desires and going after my dreams, I was sending the message that the world needs to revolve around them. And we all know people like that. They are not so fun to hang out with, much less have a life with, like partner with, and much less have as a parent. So by asking them now to make sacrifices for me while I make sacrifices for them, they're learning through their lived experience how to be in an interdependent, conscious relationship that honors the dignity and worth of each person in the relationship. So the moral of the story is, my friend, your family is not a scapegoat. They are not the reason you are suppressing your desires and your dreams and not taking responsibility for your life. It's not them, because it's not their life to live, and it's not fair to them to make them the reason you don't actualize your dreams. That's not fair. That's too big a burden to put on someone else. Now, I know you have a bunch of other objections coming up. Yeah, but my kid is on a travel lacrosse team and you don't even understand. I'm shuttling them here and there. I don't have time between my job and housework and kids to dream. Dreaming doesn't pay the bills. Like, I get that. I hear that, and I empathize with all of that. And here is what I will say to that. When I stopped focusing on why I couldn't do what I wanted to do, or when I stopped focusing on why I couldn't pursue my dreams and my desires, and I started asking myself how I could pursue my dreams and desires, a whole new world of possibilities opened up for me. Just that shift of focusing not on why I couldn't, but on how I could. That one degree shift by asking better questions helped me to discover a whole new world of possibilities. That's the power of small shifts. So tell me, I do want to hear what objections are coming up for you, because we can chat about those. We can flesh them out. We can figure out what's at the root of them, and then we can pull them out by their roots. Because, you know, I've said this before and I'll say it again because it bears repeating. your thoughts and beliefs, they create your behavior. They definitely influence and create your behavior, and your behavior creates your outcomes. So if you want to have a different life, if you want to show up in your life and have more impact, be more present, feel more joyful and fulfilled, feel like you're on the path towards your dreams, feel like you're honoring that yearning inside of yourself, that sense that there is something more, then you have to look at those objections. You have to start at the root and figure out why you have the thoughts and beliefs that you do. Usually, there's a fear there. What's that fear? Get to the bottom of that, figure that out, just shed some light on it. And once it's in the light, it shifts. It shifts. Because it's usually something from when you were younger. And now that you have all of this lived experience behind you, when you look at it, you're able to see it differently than when you were a child or when you were a young person. And so it shifts, and you're able to now have that be something that empowers you instead of limits you. So tell me what those objections are. Send me a DM on Instagram. You know, I was on a panel this morning, and another panelist said, what's in the way is the way. In other words, where you find objections and resistance, that's where you need to be doing your inner work. And anytime you're trying to grow and evolve as a person or give yourself permission to go after your big dreams, you'll experience them both. You'll experience objections and resistance. I've grown multi 7-figure businesses, and it's still there as present as ever. But now I know. What's in the way is the way. And one last big announcement before you go. I just opened the waitlist for the beta version of my program. Haven't even titled the darn thing yet. That's how fresh it is. I've been so focused on the content, and it is so, so good. I'm ready to hit the launch button and get your feedback to tweak it and make it even better. Hell, you might even help to name it. So, who is this program designed for, you ask? If you are an online entrepreneur, a coach, a wellness practitioner, or the founder of an online heart-centered business that puts people over profit and also dreams of creating an abundance of wealth so you can write those $10,000 checks to your favorite organization that's in the trenches doing the good work for the causes that are close to your heart, and have the life and adventures you desire, if that sounds like you, then open Instagram, go to my profile, and DM me the three letters VIP. I'm opening up a very limited number of spots, and I want it to be a really good group of women. So if you're interested in getting on the waitlist, DM me VIP or email me and put VIP in the subject, and I'll get you on the waitlist and let you know next steps. This is such a great opportunity for the right, ambitious, socially conscious woman entrepreneur, because you will get my full attention in this small group. And I'm the kind of person who loves to show my appreciation to those who are with me from the beginning. So you'll get the lowest price plus tons of VIP perks. So if you have an inkling that this might be you, or maybe your inner knowing is doing jumping jacks right now, DM me VIP. Follow that nudge, follow that knowing, and see where it takes you. All right. Thank you for hanging with me. I appreciate you more than you know. I will talk with you soon. Bye.